Today, as we dedicate this feast of the dedication, the Church of St. John Lateran, we have to remember that this is actually the Mother Church for all of us. This is the Pope's Cathedral. So St. Peter's Basilica is not actually the Cathedral of Rome. St. John Lateran is the Cathedral of Rome. And again, remember, there actually is no saint by the name of St. John Lateran. The church, if I recall correctly, is named after St. John the Baptist, but it is on a piece of land that was donated to the church by the Laterani family, and so they simply named it after the family. So there isn't a St. John Lateran if you try and look him up, or if you pray to him, don't do that, because you're not praying to anybody at that point. And so it is, however, again, the Cathedral Church of Rome. So, like I said, it's essentially in that way the Mother Church for all Christians. At the same time, when we look at the gospel reading that the church gives us for the feast of a dedication of the church, it helps us to recognize the real temple of God. The Lord looks at Zacchaeus and says, I must stay at your house tonight. You are the temple of God. The building that we come to, that we dedicate, yes, it is the house of God. The Lord dwells here. But as we keep pointing out, if you're in the state of grace, the Lord dwells in you. And he dwells there substantially, 24 hours a day. You are the temple of God. And so we need to make sure then that within this temple, that it is what we would want the temple of God to be. That is not just the dwelling place of God, but a place that is beautiful, a place that is truly in his honor, something that is worthy of the Lord. And you really stop and think about it. Yeah, we can build beautiful buildings out of marble and so on, and they can be worth a lot of money. Who cares? Your soul is priceless. You are far more beautiful to God than any building ever will be. The buildings are all going to fall down one day. They're all going to go away. Even if they remain until the end of the world, when the end of the world comes, everything is going to be destroyed. Everything. Nothing is going to remain. Except you. Because your soul cannot die. You are immortal. And so you are where God has chosen to dwell. Yes, praise God, he's chosen to dwell among us in the Holy Eucharist in a building. We have a place dedicated to the Lord where we can come and we can pray and so on. But what happens here should actually just be a reflection of what's happening within you. It should be a place of prayer. It should be a place that is holy. It should be a place dedicated to God. It is the dwelling place of God. You are the temple of the Lord, St. Paul said. And so that's the truth. So it's a good thing for us to celebrate the dedication of the buildings, but we have to remember what it's really all about. It's supposed to be a reflection of your soul. And so we were all dedicated to the Lord on the day of our baptism. It's then that we became the temple of the Most Holy Trinity. And so as we remember these days where the churches themselves may be dedicated, think back then. Think back to what happened on the day you were baptized. Think of what God has done, who he has made you to be, who he has called you to be. And then strive now to be able to conform yourself to that call of God, to be truly the beautiful, worthy dwelling place of the Most High.